have your attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some eggs.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, we're back. We're live. I think we're happening. Yes, we are. Robert Scott Bell Show continuing on in Atlanta at the, what is this, the Wise Traditions? I think it's in healing. I know other people say in farming and food and all kinds of good stuff. And we've got all of that coming today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we have a special guest as we start the second hour. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is going to be here momentarily, and we're excited about having Nick on. We hadn't had him on in studio since the last remote we did at a medical conference in New York many years ago, New York City. So here we are in Atlanta, and who do I run into? My old pal, Dr. Joe Mercola. And rather than being on the beach and boogie boarding, we're going to be here in Atlanta doing some Weston A. Pricing. And this is your second conference you've been to at the for the Weston Price Group.
That's right, yes.
Speaking on Sunday.
Yeah, and I had the debate last night with Joel Salatin.
Okay. And what I understand, rumor was that Joel was winning so handily that you just decided to take his side of the argument.
No, no, you heard incorrectly. You should have been here to get the real information. No.
I was.
Unfortunately, he lost by a wide margin. Oh. That was the wide consensus of.
That's
wow.
The confirmation. We're gonna check on that consensus while we're here. Joe, the reason you're here to talk on Sunday, I didn't get wind of what's the focal point of your discussion.
Oh, no, it's just my normal presentation.
Okay.
But basically highlighting the dangers of medications and some strategies that you can use to stay healthy.
Okay, perfect. Beautiful. Well, as far as that goes, there's also, if I come back to that GMO discussion, because I was in Washington State just this past few days when the I-522 went down, didn't win. You know, I always suspect, maybe vote fraud. They certainly, the corporations outspent all the money that we raised, that you raised, helped to raise to fight it. What's your consensus thought on this as far as other strategies to go if we can't win at the ballot box?
Well, not only did they outspend, it was the most money ever spent in any political campaign in the history of the state of Washington, $22 million, so, which is a lot for Washington, not as much, of course, for California. Mm-hmm. But they did outspend us, and that's how they won. Interestingly, we were 6 points ahead the week before in the polls, but they just continued to spread their lies and disinformation campaign. And enough, the challenge is there's not that many people who really understand the truth. I mean, we're making headway. We've had major progress since California. And even though we lost, though, it started the strategy of winning because you raise consciousness. More and more people know about this. It was on the Colbert Report yesterday. It was on Rachel Maddow. So we're getting a lot of PR, much more PR. The value of the PR is much more than we invested in the campaign.
Do you think that we're not putting out enough of the shock value? Because we know how the old media likes to shock people into thinking
it's going to
be unaffordable, the food, right? And we should say, well, you're going to die on this GMO stuff.
No, I'm not a big fan of that. Many people would accuse me not of... Of following that strategy. I mean, we really, fear is one tactic that you can use, but basically we're going to ridicule them. These chemical companies and junk food companies, they're like cockroaches, but I hesitate to say that because that's insulting to the cockroaches.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be...
But what we do is we shine the truth on them. We shine the light on them.
Yes.
And then once they're exposed, they start scattering. That's the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of doing that, and we're making good progress on it. So it's a really effective...
I know that none of this is for naught when it happens, although when I was there, the folks were just so disappointed and a little bit disheartened by it all. Yeah.
And the other point of that campaign, they actually had a major, I don't know if you're aware of it, but their contributions, you know, it's basically all the junk food and chemical, not all, but the major junk food and chemical food companies, or chemical companies, it's illegal in the state of Washington to donate through a hidden source.
Sure.
And that's what they did. They did it.
They violated the law.
They broke the law.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to sue them for that because for damages.
Good.
And that'll generate more PR. But they're good. They're not. But the the actual litigation is going to occur till next year for the state attorney to, they won't stop it. They will force them to stop their commercials or anything like that. Unfortunately,
right.
That's a pretty weak law, but they did break the law.
Right. They violated.
It's a week for enforcement, and it doesn't really have any practical effects on the results of the election, and it's a relatively minor fine for them, so that's why they do it.
Right, exactly. It's like Big Pharma. You know, we made $33 billion.
We're going to have a massive campaign expose those companies that did it, and they're going to be scattering like cockroaches.
Well, we're going to be letting it loose here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course. We're here in Atlanta. Come on down and see us. Dr. Joe Mercola will be lecturing on Sunday morning before he has to head out. I'm lecturing tonight at 8 o'clock. I got an extra hour to prep. What am I going to do?
Oh, boy.
Scary stuff. I'm going to talk health sovereignty, things that people, they need to hear. They might not like what I have to say, but we're going to do that tonight as well. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is coming up. Also, Dr. Mercola from Mercola.com put a lot of resources and efforts to support the international ban on mercury, the treaty. I often interview Dr. Charlie Brown, I should say.
Yeah, he's an attorney.
Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice, ToxicTeeth.org. And we've been following this treaty thing. You've been supporting it actively. There's rumor has it, is it more than a rumor, that the U.S. has signed onto the treaty? We'll get Charlie on, but...
Yeah, Charlie was diligent. He went to four different countries across the world over 4 years and attended these meetings and was able to finally get this World Health Organization treaty. And the U.S. last night was the first country in the world to ratify it, and which means it is on the fast track. And originally the treaty called for the mercury to be eliminated from dentistry by 2018. It probably will occur by maybe next year, but probably most likely by 2015.
Okay.
So but no more dentist,
no more dental mercury. Right. This is
gone.
Big. That's huge.
It's beyond big.
Yeah.
It's our first major victory in political action.
Now, if I'm going to complain about something because I'm going to talk radio, I'm going to say, well, why didn't they include the vaccines? But, of course, that wasn't the focal point of...
No, because it's a whole other
realm.
And you got to pick your battles, and it's best to get it out. That's a huge... Because almost everyone, if we go to these health lectures, we lecture, almost everyone in that audience has mercury fillings.
Yes.
Almost
it's incredible.
Everyone. So
yeah.
The next generation, this is not going to happen. The babies in the audience are
not going to get it, right? Yeah. One less burden. And, of course, folks like our friends Dr. Nick Gonzalez will be joining us shortly. He has to deal with so many folks with cancer that are so toxic, including mercury toxic.
Wow.
I mean, that's the whole generational decline we've been seeing more and more at younger and younger ages. That'll be a big step for reversal, I believe.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Joe Mercola, it's always a blast to connect with you.
Yeah, it's a great seeing you again,
my
Robert.
Good friend. Thank you for all you do. All right. Dr. Joe Mercola right here live at the Robert Scott Bell Show at Wise Traditions and Healing. Food, farming, freedom, all of that stuff. And, Joe, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
All right. We're going to continue on now. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is going to slide on in here. Welcoming Dr. Nick here. And he is going to join us as we take it on to the next level. See if we can get that in there. Also, as far as with Dr. Mercola's work in putting the mercury ban out there, I said we're going to get Charlie Brown on real soon now that's huge breaking news. That we got there. So come on down to Atlanta. And the last time we were together in studio on remote, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, it was New York City years ago.
That's right, years ago.
I can't believe it.
2007 or so.
You're here again, and this is really exciting to be together. Dr. Mercola just revealed that some efforts happened, and we're not globalists, you and I, of course, but you'll try to find any way you can to reduce, for instance, mercury use in dentistry or the medical profession. Evidently, the U.S. may have signed on to a treaty that would ban, ultimately, the use of mercury in dental amalgams.
I'd heard about that. I've been following that. And I think as much as I don't have much faith in you in doing anything right anytime under any circumstances for any reason, this might be something that's actually quite useful. So hopefully it's for real. Hopefully it will go through. And hopefully it will bring about the reduction in the use of mercury in the U.S. I mean, as you know, in European countries, in many of them, mercury fillings are forbidden. And not only are they toxic, but there are other materials like gold and even the modern generation of composites that work as well, if not better, and don't have the problems.
Far less toxicity.
Yeah, less toxicity.
How many, if you say percentage-wise, of patients that you've seen over the years dealing with very serious cancers have also had evidence of some mercury toxicity or actually had the amalgams, the mercury amalgams?
Well, we're kind of odd. You know, as you know, we're always on the fringe even in alternative medicine. So we don't have our patients remove their mercury amalgams simply because no one should have mercury in their mouth. I understand that. Of course,
right.
I understand that. But once it's in there, if they do our program effectively, if they do the detox, they can even deal with that. I have one guy, for example, with 26 root canals. Interesting story how that ended up. We haven't had any of them pulled. He's doing great as long as he does his program. If we weren't doing his program, he'd probably be dead by now. That's why he came to see me. And we have patients with multiple mercury amalgams. One of the problems with teeth, which dentists don't ever tell you because their income depends on doing work, every time you drill on a tooth, you damage it, which no one likes to talk about. And every time you drill on a tooth and replace a filling, you have to enlarge the area which mm-hmm. you're drilling, which causes damage.
Sure.
And Kelly, my mentor, was one of the greatest dentists who ever lived. And he lived through this 30 years ago. He said, let sleeping dogs lie. So as antiquated as it may seem, it's not because I believe mercury fillings are safe. I don't believe that at all. But I also believe there's a risk-benefit. And I've had patients that had their mercury fillings removed and ended up with problems because the composites traditionally didn't hold as well as mercury. One reason dentists like mercury, it tend to expand over time. So if you put a filling in, it would enlarge, but composites would tend to shrink. Mm-hmm. So that means you could get leakage around them. Now, the new generation of composites are much better material.
Right.
Gold is the gold standard, but it's expensive. Of course, there are alternative dentists, as you know, that say no metal in the mouth at all.
Mm-hmm.
I find gold to be, if it's done properly, you know, gold fillings have to be 91% gold, so they're really an alloy. They're not pure gold.
Sure.
If they put toxic heavy metals in there, it's cheap gold, so the dentist can make money by charging high price for cheap gold. So it's a problem. But gold made well will last a lifetime. I have a patient who's in her 90s who has fillings that were placed when she was in her 20s mm-hmm. that are gold and are still there 70 years later.
Right, right.
Gold will hold up indefinitely. So gold would be ideal. It's more expensive. And to do it right, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a supplier that isn't diluting it with cheap alloys.
That's true. Now, as Dr. Kelly's concepts of dentistry and all that it related to and what you have learned and applied in your healing, the removal of mercury amalgams, the reason you're concerned about is what? Extra exposure as well as damage to the tooth in removal and replacement?
Both of those, yeah. Look, I have a good friend who's a PhD biologist who had his mercury amalgams removed. It wasn't done carefully, and when you drill on a mercury amalgam, you know, mercury can be turned into gas.
A vapor, yeah.
And it's fat soluble, so it went right through his palate into his brain. His memory went off. Well, we put it in our program. His memory's fine now.
Okay.
So he'd have actually been better off if he let them sit. No one should live in the 21st century. No one should be exposed to toxins.
Right.
No one should have mercury in the mouth. As Weston Price said, you know, 70, 80 years ago, no one should have dental decay. And vitamin K2, you can reverse decay anyway.
So let's talk about that and a whole lot more. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, my guest for the rest of the hour. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Atlanta. Coming down to the Sheraton Downtown Atlanta Hotel on Cortland. I'll be lecturing at 8 o'clock tonight. And we will raise a ruckus for health, freedom, and healing liberty. So stick around. Dr. Nick is in the studio, our remote studio. Very excited. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Get it streaming through naturalnewsradio.com, also our syndicator GCN, and around the world rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 in Australia. I've already met some folks from Australia, came all the way from Australia to be here. In fact, one of the weirdest things I just did, you talk about a time machine. I used to live in Atlanta, Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is with us here in remote studio. And I started broadcasting weekly shows in Atlanta in 1999. I met a lady, came up to me. I'm so excited that you're here. I've been listening to you since 1999. I'm like, that's got to be the prize. I haven't done that. I mean, I hear people for a few years, but that's pretty impressive. So. Really, really cool stuff happening here in Atlanta, my old stomping grounds. And I want everybody to come down and see Dr. Nick Gonzalez. He'll be lecturing here at the Wise Healing Traditions Conference, Weston A. Price Conference in Atlanta on Saturday. You got like a three-hour slot?
Yeah, three-hour slot.
Hold on. Let me get your mic back up there. Go ahead.
Three-hour slot on Saturday.
Like a three-hour tour, Gilligan's Island. We're all going to get lost.
Yeah. Right, exactly. 1:45 to about 5. So
okay.
We'll see how lost we can get.
Yes. Well, you know, we're talking about getting lost with something. Obamacare, an absolute haze. What was this guy smoking? I mean, it's incredible what has happened. And we were saying he apologized, but he didn't. What did you see Obama say about this?
Well, I saw it on Fox last night. He didn't apologize for lying. He didn't admit he was lying. What he said is he's sorry that some people lost their health care plan, but it was all qualified in that, you know, they're going to have better plans now. They always qualified. Mm-hmm. What surprises me, people seem surprised that this is happening. You're dealing with a government. Never in the history of the world, if anyone studies history, the governments tell the truth. Their job is not to tell the truth. That's why America exists. Our founders knew governments never tell the truth, so they wanted the smallest government with the least amount of power and the most amount of freedoms for the populace. We're trying to reverse that now. The governments always tell it because it's in their vested interest to mislead people, because governments always fail at what they do as they get bigger. That's just the history of the world. That's not my political perspective. It's just the history of the world. Governments always fail as they get bigger, and invariably they always get bigger like tumors, and then eventually they collapse and die.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was talking with my mom. I got to see mom in town, which was really nice. She's going to come down to the lecture this evening, and she got a letter. The letter that Obama was so sorry, but she was canceled.
Yeah.
She was happy with whatever she had. And even weirder than that, even prior to Obamacare, we've talked about the disaster that is the monopoly medicine system. She's old enough, she's 79, to be a part of all of that system. And she does what she's supposed to in certain parts. But she says, Medicare Part D, why do I want prescription drugs? I don't take drugs.
So she didn't sign up for it. Now they're fining her for something that she never has used, never will use, doesn't want, and they're saying, oh, you have to pay a fine every month because you're not using the drugs as part of Medicare Part D.
Well, that's the way they're going to subsidize Obamacare, because they know they can't subsidize it just from the tax without raising taxes so extraordinarily, which would backfire on them in terms of Democrats getting elected. So they have all these fees, and they're also, doctors now can be fined. Doctors that agree to take Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare patients have all these regulations. For example, you have to discuss with your patient that they should wear seat belts. Why should a doctor in 2013 have to waste his valuable time telling a patient to wear seat belts? But it's actually a requirement now. They have to do it and document they did it.
Incredible.
We're not in Obamacare, so we can still do our crazy wild ways. But the regulations on doctors are extraordinary. And if they don't abide by that, they're going to get fined. And one of the smart ways the Democratic Party decided to fund Obamacare was through fines for doctors, because they don't abide by regulations that no sane human would ever want to abide by.
Right.
So they're going to fine patients. They're going to fine people who don't want it, don't need it, like 20-year-olds that don't need mammography. They're going to fine them, and they're going to fine doctors. So this is how they're going to fund it. It's going to be a catastrophe. But the good news is it's going to be so badly managed that it will collapse, hopefully sooner rather than later, because it's not a small change, it's a big change, and big changes usually fail quicker.
Right.
So I says, hopefully it'll collapse sooner so we can go back to the old-fashioned way. When I was a kid, you know, you go to the doctor, you pay him $8 for an office visit.
Right.
And, you know, there's no third party involved.
Well, when I was out west and I was talking to some of the young kids, they call them kids now, they're in their 20s, they're saying, I don't want to sign up for this, right? They're telling me, and they could be even lefties going, we liked Obama. I don't want to sign up. They pay $50 a month for this plan that evidently exists. You'd say, oh, that's pretty affordable. Even a kid can afford that. Well, what is the deductible? $5,000.
Yeah.
It's all for them to get money to fund everybody else.
That's right.
They're getting played.
Yeah, that's right. It's a complete total disaster in that regard. And, you know, young people don't need elaborate health care. You know, if they're a single guy who's 21 years old, 25 years old, what does he need? Preventive and mammography and child care and pediatric. He doesn't have any kids. He's not married. He's not intending to do that.
Right.
But they're forced to do that. So, yeah, that's the way they're going to subsidize it. But they're penalizing a lot of other people for it who don't need it, don't want it, and shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, this is what we're doing here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is here for the home stretch. We'll talk about health healing in ways that the rest of the media couldn't comprehend because they're on too many drugs. But you're not. You're here with us. Come on down to Atlanta. We're here all weekend. Sheraton, Atlanta, Cortland. RobertScottBell.com and, of course, NaturalNewsRadio.com and Dr. Gonzalez's, dr-gonzalez.com. We've got links to his latest book, of course, and we may catch up with how are those cases coming that he's doing, his histories there. Really cool things happening here in Atlanta this weekend. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive, it's alive. The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, it was funny when I got to Atlanta. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is my guest this hour, dr-gonzalez.com. I rented a car, okay, and they asked, well, is this business or personal? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm sort of mission-oriented. Do you have a thing for mission? Because I'm always on a mission. I don't. It's business. Everything I do is mission. It's like, no, we don't have a I don't know what to tell you then. So she just laughed. So as I heard that bumper in, thanks to Super Don putting all those wonderful things together. And you know, we are on a mission, aren't we? I mean, we literally, the kind of work that you do, the reward that you get from it from a monetary is a fraction of what I feel like you deserve. And I know it's like you work so hard. You help so many people. But it's more than just for economic gain. Far more is when they tried to expose you when Suzanne Summers wrote the book. We've talked about that. It's like, look at my tax returns. And we speak about that.
Yeah. They were so disappointed at NBC when I gave them my tax returns because they couldn't make an issue out of it because Nancy Snyderman, who's their correspondent. She was all the insider trading.
Snotty Snyderman, yes.
Yeah, and then was actually put on probation at ABC when she was doing ads while she ads for Johnson & Johnson when she was supposed to be a correspondent objective. So, you know, she has her own troubled history with money. So I found it quite funny when they brought that up for me.
Yeah, it is crazy. But the thing of it is, those who are getting rewarded in this artificial, let's say, monopoly medicine culture, in most cases, not all, but in most cases, are those that are just going along with the flow, not fighting it, and just getting the rewards for participating in something. I would say in the Nuremberg trials, they would be held accountable for.
They're complicit, and someday contemporary medicine will be looked upon as a really an egregious technological disaster. And they are complicit, and part of what I fault them for, I mean, everybody has a right to practice the kind of medicine they want to, and I respect that, and patients have a right to choose the kind of doctors they want, but they have such enormous power, and they're absolutely closed to anything else, like what we do and what Western Price people do. It's like this is an alternative universe. The people at the AMA, the NCI, the NIH, they don't even know what Western Price is, who he was. He should have changed the course of medicine. Never did. His book mm-hmm. should have been used in every medical school in the world. It isn't. And the NCI, the NIH, all those places, they don't even, and CDC, which is down the road here, they don't know what Western Price is. They don't know about this conference. They could care less, and if they knew about it, they would laugh. So it's unfortunate. So they are complicit because this is real, where real health begins, where the real anti-disease begins,
right?
Here at foundations like this.
Yeah, it is extraordinary what we're living through. And we were talking off the air, and Superdon, you're up there in Oregon. Again, we tried to get you signed up for Obamacare. It didn't work. You did your level best. But you found a plan, as you said, for $2 a month with a ridiculously high deductible.
Yeah.
And I just don't see the sense in that. If you can afford $2 a month, which even a poor person, most of them could, then suddenly a deductible is, what, $4,000 or $5,000?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can pay a really low deductible, but you're, like you said, a real low premium, but the deductible is insane. So if you've got, you know, $2 a month, a premium, you can go, wow, I can afford that. I have insurance. Obama's great. Except when something ends up happening, you've got a $3,000, a $5,000 deductible that's got to come out of your pocket, and suddenly you're not saving any money. You're paying the money. So that's why you're seeing a lot of people, and as you can see in this poll, you know, 78% of these young uninsured people are saying, screw this, you know, why would I do that? Yeah.
Yeah, and at that point, as I was talking to the young folks out west about this, even the people that sort of liked Obama originally, they're saying, we don't get this thing. This is not what we want to participate in. And they're saying, I'm going to opt out. And I think one of the positive benefits here, and an irony, if they go for the fine, which may be cheaper than actually participating, eventually they're going to say, why do I even bother participating? This is such a mess. This is actually going to precipitate the downfall of that entire structure that is keeping people in an electrified fence of participation.
What actually happened is the fulfillment of what Margaret Thatcher said, which is well known, and you know the quote. She said, socialism is wonderful until you run out of other people's money. What happened is they've run out of other people's money, and suddenly the liberals are having to pay for it. And guess what? They don't like it.
They're not liking it.
Nothing is going to turn liberals into libertarians quicker than Obamacare when they have to face what they have to do personally. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's theoretical. It's saving the poor and helping the poor. When they have to say, whoa, I'm going to have to help pay the poor, well, they've just run out of other people's money. Their
That's
idea
right.
of compassion is taking at gunpoint someone else's money and giving it to their own particular idea of what should be done.
Well, and
we run out of that money.
Those young urban lefties in Seattle I was meeting with, they were nice folks, but they were starting to catch on to what you're saying. They said, wait a second, I'm paying, even if it's $50 a month, which sounds affordable, but they're not going to use it. And so they're paying for everybody else, and they're figuring that out.
They're being forced to do it. And, you know, that's really having a bad effect on everybody, conservative, liberal, right, left. I mean, liberals are being forced to pay for something. They never thought that would happen. They thought all the rich people would pay for it. Well, we're not out of rich people.
So we're running out of them, yeah.
They're going to have to. And rich people can't subsidize, you know, a $13 trillion debt. They can't do it. There aren't enough rich people.
No.
So now it's going to come down to everybody's going to be paying. And, of course, the poor people already could go on to Medicare and Medicaid anyway if they wanted to. Medicaid, certainly, if they
right.
wanted to.
Right. But what if they realize, like in the Weston Price group here, that their food is their medicine? They start eating differently. They start living differently. They clean up the things that are coming into their body. Even as they age, they're less likely to ever need anything that's offered in Obama or government-sanctioned medicine.
Yeah, of course. That's the whole essence of prevention. And prevention isn't having a yearly mammography, having colonoscopy every 5 years, or having a chest x-ray every year. It's good food, good real food, good raw food, nutrient-dense food. You don't have to. Then the chances of getting sick are much less. Yeah, anyone can get sick in this day and age. The world's so polluted. But you certainly reduce your risk substantially, so you don't need all that. And that's the unfortunate thing. The whole emphasis on health care is that we're all victims of the world and we need a government to take care of us because we're so victimized by nature. And the fact is most disease can be preventable, even the worst diseases like cancer, if people would eat right, live right. That's what Weston Price, was really the godfather of this conference, proved in 1945 when he published his book, that traditional people living by traditional diets with nutrient-dense foods really don't get sick. They don't need dentists. They don't need, you know, mm-hmm. In dentistry school, when he was in dentistry school, he graduated from University of Michigan in 1893, they taught him, dental decay is part and parcel of being human, and we're so lucky we have technological dentistry because the poor, primitive, quote, uncivilized people, they get dental decay and they commit suicide. Well, it turned out when Price actually went to the traditional people, none of them had dental decay, even into their 80s and 90s. And the idea that they all die at age 20, wrong. There were people, he had photographs in his book of a 90-year-old woman from the South Pacific with perfect teeth at age 90. Well, I envy her. And she'd eaten a nutrient-dense diet her entire life. So if you eat properly, follow the right nutritional principles as Price defined in 1945,
yes.
You don't need doctors. You don't need any of this. The whole thing is a boondoggle. This whole thing is subsidizing people's bad lifestyle habits. And, you know, like you, I'm a libertarian. I don't care if people want to smoke four packs of cigarettes a day. I don't care if they want to eat it at Arby's and eat junk food every day. But don't ask me to pay for it when they get lung cancer. That's the problem. It's like the whole concept is that disease is some strike of unjust God that hits people randomly.
A random act, right.
It's not a random act. Mm. You know, you eat bad, you can smoke. It's not a mystery that smoking causes lung cancer.
Or if you date a crazy woman that only eats McDonald's, she might run over you three times with her car. I covered that story last hour. You wouldn't believe this story, right? Super Don, remember that? It's crazy stuff.
Even conventional doctors are beginning to suspect after 100 years that eating 164 pounds of white sugar a year, which is the average intake for an adult American, may not be that healthy, and it may actually lead to things like insulin resistance and diabetes and heart disease, even maybe cancer.
Right.
So most of these degenerative diseases, including cancer, are preventable. So if you prevent them, you don't have to have trillion-dollar health care plans. Mm-hmm. What you need is you need good food, but that's too simple. And, of course, you know, God save us from experts. Always experts. Experts always. You know, it's funny. After World War II, when India had this influx of the Cambridge-trained Keynesian economics people that turned it into kind of a semi-social state, the economy in India collapsed after they got their freedom from England. And the mantra was, God save us from experts, because the experts destroy their... Same is true in medicine. Doesn't matter.
Oh, absolutely. God save us from the experts in medicine, because they're killing us. But that's why we're here. And you're going to be presenting tomorrow afternoon here in Atlanta. And you'll be talking a lot about things that have been followed, and if you've read your books, of course. But will you be presenting any of your new cases?
I'm presenting a series of cases and how we treated them, and there'll be cases that I'll present, as I always do, a couple of Kelly's cases that are really remarkable and always stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then a series of my cases, depending on how much time I have. And I'm going to show how we use our program with the individualized diet supplement programs to manipulate physiology to get people well. So I'm using one case particularly to talk about that. In her case, I'll be talking about the structural issues are so important as well.
Right.
Nutrition is wonderful, but it's not everything. You know, we have a structure that's really important. You know, the nervous system sits. The nervous system is the only organ that sits completely within a bony structure, the skull and the spinal column. No other organ does that. And we've got ribs that protect the lung, but it's not. It's wide open there.
Sure.
The nervous system is really in a bony structure, skull and vertebral body. That's the only organ it is, and because it's so important, it needs to be really protected. And that controls everything. And what we do with nutrition, we try and maximize the function and efficiency of the nervous system.
Right.
And then miracles happen with patients. But if the structure is out of alignment, that's going to affect the function of the nervous system, and that has to be addressed as well.
Well, here you are as an MD, and I talked to you earlier today, and you said you took your wife to a DC, a doctor of chiropractic. And remember, there was a schism and a tax. The MDs didn't like the DCs and all that, but you can embrace that kind of structural, correction that they bring.
Yeah, I'm so dumb, I'm not smart enough to have prejudices. Prejudices are some level of intelligence that I completely lack. So I'm so stupid, I just use what works. I don't say, well, that can't work because it doesn't agree with my refined sophistication.
Right.
I say, hell with it. If it works, it works. If somebody says dog poop will do this, I say, well, okay, I'll listen to it.
Investigate, maybe.
Yeah, actually, they're transplanting other people's feces.
That's right, fecal transplants. So who knew?
Who knows what dog poop I have? You know, we should be collecting dog poop on the street. Who knows what's in it? Probably it's very immunologically enhancing.
Well, sorry for everybody eating right now.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
Thank you, Super Doc. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, the greatest chiropractor who ever lived happens to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Roy Sweat. He's 86 years old, still works 6 days a week. There's an example of someone at Supreme Health.
Yes.
And he is one of the greatest structural geniuses who ever lived, in my opinion, the greatest. And I've been studying chiropractic for 35 years. And just like a lot of chiropractic systems aren't that, just like in anything in medicine, some are better than others. His is about the best there is. He doesn't even use his hands, which is what's so extraordinary.
Wow.
And he only just one bone in the body, the atlas, which is the first vertebra.
Right, that goes to the origins of chiropractic.
Yeah, B.J. Palmer, who founded chiropractic, said the atlas is the key because it's the most important joint in the body because it's called atlas, like Greek mythology, atlas holding up the earth. This is the atlas holds up the skull. And if the atlas is even slightly torqued, it can affect blood supply into the brain, put pressure
vertigo,
on the brain stem.
Dizziness, everything.
Yeah. So my wife had banged her head, and she was having vertigo. So we took her to Dr. Sweat, and one adjustment, it's gone.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hope to meet your wife here this weekend. Coming down to see Dr. Nick Gonzalez, as well as a lot of our old friends. Roseanne Lindsay, who's a recent graduate from Trinity as a naturopath, is here, and lots of good friends. And Leslie Manukian, who helped me to be invited to this event. They invited me. This could be very dangerous. You know that, Dr.
You're invited.
I know. Here we go. We're going to rock the health world. One final segment with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. So give us an update on his latest book about all of his cases. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A good time. And I got my mind set on Dr. Nick Gonzalez. And Richard Thomas is here. R. Thomas Deluxe, you know the restaurant in Atlanta, our favorite. Hopefully we'll hit that tonight after the lecture. It'll be a late night out, but I'll be up for it, catching up with old friends here.
Is this the one where you had the bird on your head?
Yeah, he put birds on my head. I was broadcasting right. Live in his restaurant, and he put live birds on my head.
Like the Long Range, like Tano in the Long Range movie.
It was great, but he's a wonderful man. If you're in Atlanta, that's where you got to go to eat. We love him. Dr. Nick, we were talking about a little bit about your book coming up because, you know, I promote you whenever I can. I'm very excited about this. I don't want to put pressure on you, but what's the update? How's it going? Because you are just doing so much.
Yeah, we are. I mean, the book's moving along. Robert's referring to my book of 120 cases, which looks like it's going to be three volumes now because so many of these cases go back 25 years, complicated stories, and how well they've done. And we try and bring the human element into it. And I've got about 95 done, but I was way late because I had to prepare my three-hour lecture for this conference, and then my friend Suzanne Summers had suggested possibly another book more related to the kind of thing we talk about, the politics of medicine, like government
right.
Healthcare always has failed and always will fail and is failing now. So these kind of things take me, and also I have this job during the day mm-hmm. that I can't get rid of. It's called being a doctor.
Oops, yeah, don't want to stop that.
10 hours a day in medicine, medical practice, but we work because, you know, we're working hard, and we'll get that book done. Hopefully the next year it'll be done and out there and finished. So we're working our tail feathers off.
Beautiful. Now, Super Don has a question. He saw this article we talked about on the break briefly about surgeons doing all-nighters, and evidently it doesn't lead to complications because normally when you think of a person pulling an all-nighter, like if I pull an all-nighter, you don't want me cutting on you. In fact, I don't want to cut on anybody anyway, but you know what I'm saying? The thought would be you wouldn't want to see that, Doc, but not necessarily, you're telling me.
Yeah, it's interesting. People that become surgeons have a very genetically determined strong sympathetic nervous system, which is the stress nervous system, and mobilizes the body to deal with stress and creates a lot of energy and produces adrenaline and norepinephrine, which keep the brain alert. These are people who are perpetually on amphetamines. If they didn't have a strong sympathetic nervous system, they could never tolerate the five-year residency, which is like military training. So only people that become surgeons are people who have a genetically determined strong sympathetic nervous system. They don't need a lot of sleep. They can work 24, 48-hour shifts and not even feel it.
Freaks of nature.
They are, actually.
Sense, yeah.
During World War II, the Japanese used to feed their people working in the war factories amphetamines, which have the same effect. They stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. And these workers could work 24 hours a day and not be tired, and they wouldn't lose their detailed sense, and they could do extremely elaborate machinations in these factories without any difficulty, as long as they were on amphetamines. I mean, then eventually the heart blows out.
Right.
Surgeons are natural amphetamines, so they can actually think clearly without without having slept for 24 hours. I do not have that kind of metabolism. If I don't sleep, you wouldn't want me turning a...
You, me both.
I get the key in my lock.
I get really silly.
Right.
People laugh at me, but...
If I don't sleep well, my wife takes the toaster away. So, you know, surgeons are different than that.
Yes.
You can really, really function efficiently and do, you know, brain surgery without having slept. Some brain operations take 24 hours. If you didn't have a strong sympathetic nervous system, you could not stand on your feet, not having... Mm-hmm. When the sympathetic system fires, also, you don't have to pee.
Yeah.
So they can do that, not even have to take a, you know, I don't know what you can say on TV.
We do. We talk about peeing and pooping often on the Robert Show. Yeah.
Well, two of my favorite things. And surgeons don't even have to pee, so they'll be 24 hours. They'll never leave the operating room.
Wow.
Some brain surgery. And they don't lose their dexterity. That's because they're genetically mutated to have a strong set, which is wonderful because we need surgeons. And, yes, conventional doctors can be useful. You know, if I had an aneurysm in my brain, which can happen to anybody, I'd like a really good neurosurgeon who doesn't have to pee, who can stand on his feet, think clearly for 24 hours at a shot, operating on my brain.
Right, right. Well, it's a deep perspective from Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We always get that from him. Also, as he's lecturing tomorrow, one of the more profound things about Dr. Nick that I immediately gravitated toward was his ability to look at each individual as an individual, as a healer, not only in the body politic, which we do as well, but the bioindividuality of diet needs, different things, and you respond to your patients according to what they actually need as opposed to what some dogma says they need.
Yeah, in our office, there is no dogma. The only dogma in our office is dogma never works. I mean, every patient that walks into my office is going to be a new adventure for them and a new adventure for me because you never know what you're going to find. I mean, we spend so much time with our patients because you learn about things that happened in childhood that they forgot about. They had some head trauma when they were age four that affected their brain. And, you know, 50 years later, they're having petite mal seizures and they want a nutrition. Well, they had trauma when they were age three or four. They sent them to Roy Sweat or a structural therapist who can get their brain, their skull, in the right alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every patient that comes in has a different history, a different reason for being sick. There are commonalities, of course, but there are always unique reasons in every single patient, and it takes time, effort, a lot of energy to figure out what it is in each patient.
Well, we'll be here all weekend. Dr. Nick, I hope to be able to see you tomorrow as well. I've got another broadcast to do at 11 a.m. for my good friend, Richard Pearl, Pearls of Health. And then Sunday we'll be back live at 1 o'clock here in Atlanta at the Sheraton downtown on Cortland for the Wise Healing Traditions. It's the Weston A. Price Foundation. Nick, always good to see you. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Helping us to remind each and every one of you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.